Good morning, people of God.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Grateful.
What is that? Okay, let's have a little conversation about this. When you're saying that now, what comes to your mind?
Wonderful.
You're thankful? Wonderful?
Things aren't good, they aren't bad.
You're married? So things aren't good, they aren't bad, you're married? You're grateful. Okay. What's that? That's right, above the ground. Okay. I'm just curious. Have you responded to people you've met on the street or your friends who've asked you that? Have you done that? What kind of responses have you received? What? Huh? You have to stop and explain it. Do you ever get the response like, oh, yeah. You ever get that kind of response? Yeah? Okay. Well, keep on doing it. Keep on doing that. By the way, I think when you do that, you are reflecting Christ through your responses, through that interaction. So keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. During the summer, we were doing some short temple talks on God sightings, and it's kind of this ongoing type of thing that we want us to be aware of how we see God active in the world around us, in our own lives, how we experience God. And today, Jess will be you're here, yay! Hey, why don't you kind of come up here, and is going to be sharing some of those things with us today. And I'm grateful for your willingness to share, Jess. Let's go up there to that microphone. To kind of, she's making her way there, you'll notice that on the wall in the narthex, there's a sheet of paper, and it's called the Wonder Wall. Okay? And there's some markers by the Wonder Wall. And what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to wonder. Wonder, what if Christ Lutheran did this? I wonder what if there's some other little starter little things on the paper out there. But to please just write down your wonderings. And during the summer then we'll collect those and we'll see how we wonder together. So anyway, Jess.
So Leslie asked me how God plays a role in our daily lives in our house. Well, I have two little girls, and I do daycare. So he's kind of the answer man in our house to, like, the questions of, like, where do babies come from? Well, they're a gift from God. And another question is, like, well, why is the sky blue? Well, because God created everything. Sometimes he even solves some of our little fights outside. And one of our little fights is, and there's this really cool caterpillar, and he's crawling across the patio, and they're like, oh, yeah, look at him. And then one of our other friends comes by and stomps on it and squishes it. So now there's tears, and they're upset because this thing was really cool. So we just say, well, outside, this is God's world. This is God's creatures, and they all need to survive. So we don't squish the bugs outside because then those caterpillars can't become beautiful butterflies, and those ants can't clean up your crumbs that you made from a snack. So that's a big part of God in our lives is our kids. So.
Okay. Thank you. I invite you to stand as you're able as we prepare with our confession and forgiveness. I don't know why I brought this in with me. So we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let's confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. And we'll take just a moment for our own self-examination and reflection at this time. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God strengthened you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. You may be seated and we'll sing our opening hymn. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Kyrie eleison, mercy. Christe eleison, Christ have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father. Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord, Holy One, You are Lord of the Lord. You are Lord of the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God, and peace to God's people on earth, and peace to God's people on earth.
Let us pray. O God, You are the tree of life, offering shelter to all the world. Graft us into Yourself and nurture our growth, that we may bear Your truth and love to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Good morning. And happy Father's Day. The first reading is from Ezekiel chapter 17, verse 22 to 24. Thus says the Lord, I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of a cedar. I will set it out. I will break off a tender one from the topmost of its young twigs. I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel, I will plant it, in order that it may produce boughs and fresh bear fruit and become a noble cedar. Under it every kind of bird will live. In the shade of its branches will nest winged creatures of every kind. All the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. I bring low the high tree, and I make high the low tree. I dry up the green leaf tree and make the dry tree flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will accomplish it. The word of God. Thanks be to God. Please read responsibly the Psalm 92, 1 through 4, and 12 through 15, your part in the bold. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to your name, O Most High, to herald your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, on psaltery and on the lyre, and to the melody on the harp. For you have made me glad by your acts, O Lord, and I shout for joy because of the works of your hands. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree and shall spread abroad like a cedar of Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bear fruit in old age. They shall be green and succulent, that they may show how upright the Lord is, my rock in whom there is no injustice. The second reading is from 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 6 through 10 and 14 through 17. So we are always confident, even though we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we do have confidence, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense for what has been done in the body, whether good or evil. For the love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, so that we, those who might live, live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view, even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view. We know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 4th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground, and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, but he does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain on the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with a sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all seeds on the earth. Yes, when it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
You may be seated. How many kids want to come up? All right. Got a couple here. Come on up. You got me today. You can get closer. I tell you what, I'll get closer. How's that? See, I'm going to teach you. Can I teach you a song today? You know, we just heard some stories about planting a seed. They talked about a little mustard seed or a seed that grows and stuff. We don't know how. It just kind of grows and then we harvest it, right? Or a mustard seed. Do you know how a seed grows? Huh? Water. It takes water. What else does it take? Sun. Anything else?
Dirt.
What?
Dirt.
Dirt. Exactly. Exactly. We probably, one of the things we can do to help is to maybe pull the weeds out around it. Maybe. But something has to be planted. And when you plant something and then it grows, and then it produces things. So I want to teach you a song. This is a song about a magic penny. Have you ever heard about magic pennies? You have? Cool! See, and when I teach you the song, should we ask them to sing along too? Let's do that, okay? I want you to sing with me. Love is something if you give it away. Give it away. You know the song, do you? Give it away. Love is something if you give it away. You end up having more. Anybody out there know this song?
I do.
Some people do? Maybe those people out there heard the song and this song that was planted in them to grow. Let's sing that again. Love is something if you give it away. Give it away, give it away. Love is something if you give it away. You end up having more. And here's the verse. It's just like a magic penny. Hold it tight and you won't have any. Lend it, spend it, and you'll have so many. They roll all over the floor. You know this song. She's doing her, she's doing it right. So if you keep it in your hand, it doesn't grow, right? But when you use it, it grows and grows. It grows and it produces. So let's sing that verse. It's just like a magic penny. Hold it tight and you won't have any. Lend it, spend it, and you have so many. They roll all over the floor. Now the chorus. Love is something if you give it away. Give it away. Give it away. Love is something if you give it away. you end up having more. Let's pray, okay? And I want you to repeat after me. Loving God. Everybody can do that, by the way. Okay. Loving God, we give you thanks for planting the seed of faith in each one of us. Help it to grow and help us to share that love through our faith. We pray in Jesus' name. And all God's children said, Amen. Thank you for coming up. I'd like you to please pray with me. Loving God, we give you thanks this day for the bright sunshine, the warmth that makes the seed grow. Help that seed to grow, of faith grow in us. We give you thanks for your word and the pictures that it paints for us. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to tell you about our yard. Our yard at home. When we bought our house, it was at the end of December. So we didn't really have an idea of what our yard looked like. When the snow melted, June 1st, we saw that the lawn hadn't been really cared for because it had been, no one was nurturing it or taking care of it for about 7 or 8 months. So there was some damage there. And there was also this thing called Creeping Charlie. How many of you here have a relationship with Creeping Charlie? Creeping Charlie. Creeping Charlie. Now, I've been told that the best way to deal with Creeping Charlie is to become friends with it. How many of y'all here have been told that, too? Because it's very hard to eradicate. It's hard to get rid of, right? So you can struggle on, keep on trying to get rid of it, or you can become friends with it. I haven't decided if I wanted the relationship to go that far quite yet. That yet. But it just keeps on spreading. Creeping Charlie, it just goes. Keeps on going. And, you know, if you transplant something and there's a little bit of Creeping Charlie in it, and, you know, it's gonna take off right where you put the plant too. So. But I'd like to think of, with our image in the Bible today is that of a mustard seed, or a mustard plant. I'd like to think of Creeping Charlie, mustard seed, kind of like the kingdom of God. We can't control it, and it keeps on spreading. So let's look at this parable of the mustard seed. What's key to reading this parable of the mustard seed? To understand, we need to understand something about this seed, what this seed actually is. Now, the things about mustard seeds, you see, is that while some varieties are used to make spices and others used in medicine, I guess, and in general, they're just kind of a pesky plant. You see them along in the roads. I know growing up on the farm, we pulled mustard seed out of the beans. We tried to get rid of it. Because if you didn't do that, it would just spread. It was hard to control. Incredibly hard to control, because once it really takes root, it goes all over the area. So, you pick your favorite garden variety. Maybe in our there's also crabgrass in our yard. And in our the house where we lived before, we built raised garden beds. Do you know what the crabgrass did? It grew up right. You know, we figured we'd cover it up. That'd be the end of it. But it still found its way up through the raised flower bed. Kind of a pesky little thing. Jesus is comparing the kingdom of God to a mustard seed. In our world, my world, maybe it's Creeping Charlie or crabgrass. It's meant to be the image of the kingdom of God. As something that spreads, that you can't control, even though you may want to control it. I think that's the point of this parable. That the kingdom of Jesus proclaims isn't something we can control. And it may not be safe either. That is, if we just are satisfied with the minimum of taking part in it. The kingdom comes to overturn things, to transform the world around them. And if you're not satisfied, if you can imagine something more than the status quo of scarcity or fear and all the rest we're regularly offered, then maybe Jesus saying that the kingdom is infiltrating the kingdom of the world offers a word of hope. Hope that will entice, will prod, and will poke you into working towards the vision of the kingdom of God he proclaims. Hope. Hope is like that. It doesn't just cheer you up, it moves you into action. Just the other day, I was watching the... how many of you are familiar with the Hunger Games? There's three books, Hunger Games. And at one point in one of the books, President Snow, who is the president over this futuristic world called Pan Am, was meeting with the games maker. It's all about the Hunger Game. But when he was out talking to the games maker, and he says, and the games maker was the one who was charged with creating the games, and why they must have a winner to the game. And the answer that Snow gave was hope. He wants to give the oppressed people of Pan Am hope that maybe, just maybe, the odds will be in their favor. That is one of the lines in the book that keeps reappearing. It's kind of like, the Lord be with you. This is, they say, the Hunger Games, they may the odds be in your favor. And, you know, and everybody applauds, whatever. Yeah. Hope, he explains, is the only thing more powerful than fear. But for that very reason, it has it's perilous for a dictator as it is useful. Snow explains that a little hope is effective. A lot of hope is dangerous. Now that's what Jesus offers. The dangerous hope that God's kingdom is coming. And while we cannot control or even call it into being ourselves, we are called to actively participate by looking for and even aiding in its unexpected growth. Think about that. We just had a God sighting earlier in the service. God sightings are looking for those places where God's kingdom is sneaking in, spreading out, taking over little corners of our world. What if we are sent from this place today to look for hope? To look for how God is changing things. The dangerous hope that changes lives in ways which are maybe small or large. Maybe magic penny type of things. And what if we didn't just be sent out to look for these things, but we actually aid and assist them however we can, and even capture and share them? That's the purpose of the Wonder Wall. The Wonder Wall. You're invited. I invite you today to share your ideas, dreams, your hopes, so that we can wonder what God is up to among us. How is God's kingdom infiltrating our world? Places where God is creating hope in our lives, in our community. Places where we sense God at work, even though it might not be really obvious or really big. Maybe this wondering could start today and will continue all summer. And maybe by the end of the summer, we'll have a harvest of ideas and stories and testimonies of faith that reflects this wild, uncontrollable, but also useful mustard seed Jesus is talking about here. I wonder what that could look like, what it will look like for us as God's kingdom continues to grow and work among us. I'm still not quite sure about Creeping Charlie. But I invite us to wonder together today. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to stand as you're able as we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Filled with the Holy Spirit, we join with the Church in every place, praying for the world that God so loves. O Most High, your divine realm is like a noble tree, whose boughs and branches give shade and rest to the peoples of the earth. Make your church a nesting place for all who need your peace and healing. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
O Most High, all the world is a garden for your creativity. Refresh places of drought with rains. Strengthen and keep safe those who fight fires. Help us tend your mountains and plains, oceans and rivers with loving care. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
O Most High, you speak you, and your word is accomplished. Speak to the leaders of the nations so that they may end cycles of violence, giving people everywhere tranquility and peace. And today we especially remember those parents and children who are separated. Hear us, O God. O Most High, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Bring abundant healing, blessings of the new creation into the lives of those who suffer illness or depravity of any kind. Especially today, we remember Dave, Kathy, Letson, Gordy and Carolyn, Dick, Maxine, Sharon, Ray, Sean, Levon, Libby, Edith, Leo, Sam. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
O Most High, your steadfast love and faithfulness sustain your people. Bless fathers and all father figures with such love and faithfulness that children flourish and grow in uprightness and joy. Bless those who long to be fathers and those for whom this day is difficult. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
O Most High, we ask your presence with those who are in Malawi. We pray for our companion synod, our companion congregation. Be with John and Steve and his wife as they serve you in that country right now. We also pray for all those who serve in the military and their families. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
O Most High, just as the earth produces of itself and the harvest comes, you gather up your people from all times and places. Bring us along with those who have died to the everlasting harvest of your kingdom. Hear us, O God. By the sure guidance of your Holy Spirit, O God, we lift up our prayers in trust and thanksgiving through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace with one another. We'll receive our morning offering at this time. Please stand as you're able.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And oh, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And oh, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks. Give thanks.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which He was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is My body, it's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of Me." When the meal had ended, He took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in My blood shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of Me." Lord, remember us in Your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are Yours, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Our Lord is the host of this meal, invites you to come, for it's been set for you. Body of Christ given for you. See the body of Christ given for you. Mary, the body of Christ given for you. Linda, the body of Christ given for you. Jerry, the body of Christ given for you. It's the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. move down just a little bit to give yourself there. I invite you to stand here, Abel. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in His grace and His peace. Amen. Let us pray. O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our closing hymn. On what has now been sown, your blessing, Lord, bestow. The harvest raised and yours alone shall be the praise. To you our want to be known, from you all our powers. Accept what is your own and pardon what is ours. Our praises meet to praise, receive, and to your word a blessing give. Oh, grant that each of us now met before you here may meet together thus when you and yours appear, and follow you to heaven our home in soul. Amen. Lord Jesus, come. May be seated. Just a few announcements. Well, it is official and public. What? Katie is officially a student at Luther Seminary. So, would you say you went kicking and screaming?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I always say? I always say God gets us where God wants us. So anyway, go ahead.
Okay. All right, good morning. So I am here this morning to represent Lutheran Campus Ministry and share with you about our annual summer event that we hold every year. Pack the Park, where ministries collide, brings together Our Savior's, Peace Lutheran, and Christ Lutheran, and Lutheran Campus Ministry at Stout to celebrate the partnership in ministry that we share, to worship together, and have some fun that morning. So this year, it falls on Sunday, August 5th, and it will take place once again at Wilson Park in Menominee, which is over near Peace Lutheran and Our Savior's, next to the government building. It's not going to rain. But if it does rain, we have a plan that we will move everything to Our Savior's. So we will still have all the fun that we're going to have, but we will have it inside at Our Savior's. So the event will start at 10 o'clock. So if you'd like to bring a lawn chair, you can. Otherwise, there are benches there as well. Most people move them into the shade, and it kind of progressively moves into the shade during the service. And we will have the service at 10, followed by our annual chicken dinner fundraiser and our bucket raffle fundraiser as well. This is a great fundraising opportunity for Lutheran Campus Ministry and really helps us to support our ministry and mission at Stout. And so following the service, we will have the chicken dinner. I still have never actually eaten the chicken dinner because I'm always running around like a chicken with my head cut off. But I've heard it's wonderful. And so adult tickets are $10, and this year we're offering a kids' plate option. So you can choose either one piece of chicken or a hot dog if your little one can't eat that whole meal. And so those are $5. And then we'll also have the regular side options as well as a root beer float with Culver's Custard. They're generously donating to our event. The bucket raffle will once again feature a lot of options from local businesses as well as Stout students' artwork. And so tickets will be for sale before and after the service. You can buy one ticket for $1 or 6 tickets for $5. And so there'll be a lot of great options. We'll also have lots of opportunities for kids as well. We have an actual professional face painter this year who is going to do some pretty cool drawings on your face. So adults, even if you want your face painted, you can get that as well. That's all free. We'll have some yard games. And this year, we're going to have a dunk tank. So if you have been dreaming of dunking me for years, from when I was little, if I bothered you in church, or you can get your revenge. All right, Mike, wherever you are, if you want to do it, you can do it. So lots of options for you to come and have fun with your family and your friends. So I hope you can join us. Once again, it's Sunday, August 5th at Wilson Park, and there are posters in the church, and if you have questions, please let me know. We also need lots of volunteers to make this event a success. I've already gotten him this morning with a volunteer form, and I will be sticking around after the service. If you would like to volunteer, you get a free t-shirt, because who doesn't love a free t-shirt? I always do things for free t-shirts. So if you would like to help out, come and see me.
Thank you, Katie. My hunch is that the pastors will also take their turn in the dunk tank. So any of you who have passive-aggressive tendencies can be an opportunity for you at that time. So excited about that, and excited about you, Katie, going to seminary. So very good, very good. Now, I also believe that today, this is probably the only day that, until Christmas, that Lori is going to be here. Her life is no longer her own. But Lori, our new bishop-elect, is here with us today. And I've got a whole bunch of funny puns, but I can't say them right now. But I believe that down in coffee there is some special cake. Is that right, Darla?
I think that's Nancy's burger.
Nancy came in this morning carrying a thing. So I think there's some cake down there for you, Lori. You'll share it. I can't guarantee it's German chocolate, but you know it might be. I think they did ask me what your favorite. Here it was. I think the other the announcements in here are self-explanatory. Are there any ones that need to be lifted up directly? What about the raffle ticket sale?
Yeah, we'll be selling raffle tickets for Luther Park.
Raffle tickets for Luther Park. There's a quilt. It's really an interesting quilt. I saw it this last week. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. But there's only raffle tickets for that. And Lori and Chad and Cassie are at the table back there, if you'd like to buy some raffle tickets for that. Any other announcements? Well, if not, you know what time it is, don't you? Go in peace. Serve the Lord.